For a review of how the Dairy Solutions Symposium went, I am speaking with Sylvie Andrieu with Alltech. Sylvie, we had a chance to talk about what the conference was going to look like beforehand. Now let's look back at it, having completed this year's symposium. What's your first thoughts in terms of looking at it, and how did it go?
I think we had a wonderful symposium, to be honest. We had people coming from very different perspectives, and that was really working very well. I think the discussion part especially has been extremely successful. We had a lot of interaction between the speakers and the attendees, and the fact that we're bringing people from, you know, anywhere between local veterinarian practitioners to research veterinarian, nutritionists, some large dairy farm managers as well, really helped to get the discussion going. So we are very pleased with this, the interaction level. The other point I take out of that is that basically we all speak about SARA in general, but when we go into details and we speak with the researchers, it was really interesting to see that a couple of them, without speaking one to each other before, basically questioned the SARA concept. New names have been discussed about the concentrate syndrome, or should we name things a little bit differently? But that's rather clear, basically, that what we call SARA, for a matter of simplicity, is probably more diverse than what we thought. And that, I think that's an interesting take-home message from these from the symposium.
Yeah, I would agree, because we heard even several of the presenters say, it seems like we have raised some more questions than we've provided some solutions, but... Yeah. I think everybody that I've talked to feels like they have a greater understanding of this, and think that maybe this has brought to light the need for some more work on this subject.
Yeah, I mean, that's always the case. When you put people, especially research people, they are questioning themselves, they're used to it. So obviously they put some questions to the audience. But I spoke to a lot of the attendees over the 2 days, and to be honest, the feedback is really, really positive. I think we've got people, all of them have got something in the conference for them. So for us, the challenge and the reason why we make this type of conference is we want the people to leave the meeting room and get something applied in their daily business. And from the discussion I had with all of them, basically, all of them have got something to apply tomorrow in their business. Would it be a dairy farm? Would it be a nutritionist business or a local vet practice? So that's, I mean, the goal is achieved, I would say, on that.
Well, there was a lot of information presented, and it's my understanding that for the attendees here, at some point following the conference, they will get a summary of the proceedings.
Yeah, there will be a couple of following things. Obviously, there will be a special issue of animal and feed science technology. That will be science. That will be published later on in 2011 by the time the papers are reviewed. The aim is to get this special issue providing a comprehensive overview about the topic. So the papers will be here. There will be a couple of additional papers because we didn't touch on beef, but there will be a couple of those. And then we will get more practical follow-up laters to recap what are the main talks, points. And we already get these Dairy Solution newsletter, which we issue on a quarterly basis. So we will still get milk the benefits out of this conference over the last couple of weeks.
That's a good way to put it. Well, it has been a very enjoyable conference. I agree. I interviewed quite a number and spoke with a lot of the participants. Everybody seemed very upbeat and positive about the conference, and said they felt like they were bringing something home information-wise that will help them in their business or with their customers. So thanks once again to Alltech for sponsoring the Dairy Solutions Symposium. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.